spring equinox is a week away, which means the time is nigh for the National Snow and Ice Data Center's annual declaration that Arctic sea ice cover has grown as much as it's going to over the past winter.
We're at about the maximum sea ice extent you'll see for the year. Usually the maximum happens around mid-March.
Mark Serez is a senior research scientist with the Snow and Ice Data Center. He says the formation of sea ice this past winter was once again sparse, due mainly to above-average air and sea surface temperatures throughout the season and again last month.
We already had a record low sea ice extent in February. We're looking at a very, very low sea ice extent ending the freeze-up season, starting the melt season.
This may seem contradictory after a week during which the mercury dropped to 30, 40, even 50 below overnight in many areas around the interior. Serez says this winter was cooler than the previous two, which set consecutive records.
But overall, for the Arctic, it's been a very, very warm winter, and you see that reflected in the very, very low sea ice levels that we have right now.
But National Weather Service climate specialist Rick Toman says it was a chilly winter for much of Alaska.
For Alaska as a whole, for the 2016-17 midwinter, say December through February period, Alaska as a whole actually very close to the long-term normal.
Except for some parts of the state. Toman says it was a much milder winter north of the Brooks Range, especially along the Arctic Ocean coast.
So as you would expect in Alaska, there's regional differences, and the North Slope in particular was quite warm this winter. Was about the 12th warmest winter for the North Slope as a whole.
Serez says it's been especially warm on the Atlantic side of the Arctic, and he expects that'll be reflected in the sea ice maximum extent map the Snow and Ice Data Center will post in the next week or so. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.